It's a great privilege to be here tonight to give a word of testimony. I'd just like to commence by reading just a verse out of our hymn book. I think it's out of the Bible, out of the hymn book. Just amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Well, as I was already mentioned there, my name is Peter Gibson, and I had the great privilege of being brought up in a Christian home. I grew up here in the town of Portrush, where I've lived now for the past 24 years. I have three other brothers. I grew up with three other brothers, so there was plenty of fighting and rioting went on in our home growing up. And as I said, I grew up in a Christian home where both my parents were saved and loved the Lord, and I was brought along faithfully Sunday by Sunday to our local church in Corian, Pre-Presbyterian Church. And we were sent along nearly to every service that was going on, to the children's meetings, to Sunday school, and to even prayer meetings and any other meetings that went on, we were there. So from a very early age, I always knew of my need to be saved if I wanted to go to heaven when I died. I had a head knowledge as a child, but not a heart knowledge. You see, just because both my parents were saved and loved the Lord, and just because I went to church faithfully Sunday by Sunday, didn't mean that I was going to heaven or that I was saved. You see, I was born with a problem that every person in this world is born with, and that problem is sin. As it says in Psalm 51 and the verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." But this truth became a reality for me when our church had a gospel mission back in 1999, so 16 years ago now. And I remember sitting as an 8-year-old child, listening just to the gospel message I've heard many times before. And as the preacher was preaching that night, I remember just realizing, thinking, if I died tonight, I would be in hell, and for hell and all eternity. And the only way for me to get to heaven was through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that he shed for me on the cross. And at the end of the service, I remember the Reverend White at that time just said, if anyone wished to talk to someone after the meeting, just to raise their hand. And I remember just sitting, thinking and thinking, and my hand's going to go up and just putting it down again. And whatever happened, I just put my hand up at the end of the meeting. And after the end of the meeting, our Sunday school superintendent, Mr. Trevor Wiley, brought me into one of the Sunday school rooms at the back of the church and simply opened up God's word to me and read it. I remember just simply as a child praying to God that night, asking him to forgive me of my sins and to come into my heart and life and to make me ready for heaven. And I thank the Lord that immediately that night God came into my heart and cleansed me from my sins and saved me. See, it says in Romans chapter 10 and the verse 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that night God gave me a new heart. He gave me peace that I've never really experienced before, even as a child, that I knew if I died that night, I'd be ready for heaven to spend with God in all eternity. And I thank the Lord that even after that night there growing up and going through primary school here in Portrush and even into secondary school, I went to the Lewis school. And even after that, he led me into apprenticeship with Ulster Bus and TransLink, where I currently work. Well, that's maybe too strong a word. I always say I spend 37 hours of the week and get paid for it. But you see, salvation is not just about having assurance of heaven when we die. It's about our love and service for God now. And I thank the Lord that he's even given me many opportunities even to serve him throughout my life, whether we're doing the Sunday school bus in the morning or helping out an outreach team in various other ways. It says in Psalm 84, verse 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." You see, I am saved by God's grace, and one day I will be in heaven and share the glory of the Lord forever. But in between times living here on earth, I thank the Lord that he is my son and my shield. He's the one who leads me and leads me throughout my life and protects me throughout every day. I just wonder tonight, do you know the Savior is your son and shield? And have you known the grace of God in your own life in salvation? And will you share in his glory even tonight?